All right, let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's AMA with the candidates who have applied to be Wonderland's new operations officer. We have with us today Bamchica, Bottle Cap Man, and running as candidates, we have Matt MacGyver and Kingmaker. So, welcome, everyone. We also have one other candidate named Metal, but he was unable to join us for the AMA, so we can direct our questions to him separately and see if we can get some answers for those for everyone. But thank you all for joining us.
I don't want to know what that was.
That was a soft clap, Matt, you dirty mind.
Right, let's go ahead and get started with the questions that were submitted in the AMA questions channel. Is everybody ready? I'll start going through those.
Yep.
Indeed.
All right, our first question is from Hypermassive, and it is, have the candidates checked with their lawyers, spouses, bosses, and partners that they are 100% certain they can play this role?
I'll go first because I feel like mine's going to be the simplest. I don't have any lawyers, spouses, children. I do have a job outside of Wonderland. I don't think that would be a point of conflict, though, honestly, for me. But beyond that, I'm 100% able and capable to perform the tasks at hand.
Lovely. Perfect.
Yeah, I can go next. Well, I think the biggest issue for people, especially after everything that happened with Tika, is the legal issues. And I can assure that, I mean, I've spoken to a couple of lawyers, and especially since there's no financial advice given or treasury management operations, I believe, and I've been told, there should be no issue in taking the role.
Perfect.
I have no issues at all.
Yeah, I've also spent a lot of time looking into this. I'm totally capable of performing the duties. Just like Kingmaker had mentioned, it's not part of the job description of the operations officer to provide financial advice or try to swing financial decisions in any way. It's our job just to make sure operations are done and people have what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of my, it's one of my main priorities with the DAO to sort out a lot of legal concerns. So as this progresses, that's protecting. In me trying to protect the DAO, I also will be trying to establish a better legal stance for myself, for Kingmaker, for all the team members, and make sure we don't run into these Tika situations again in the future.
Perfect. All right, our next question. Oh, and I forgot to say this at the beginning, but due to the number of questions that we have already submitted and the number of candidates we have to answer, if you all could try to keep your answers brief to maybe a minute or less so we don't take up too much of everyone's time, that would be great.
Yeah, I see where that's pointed at.
Not selecting anyone out in particular.
Yeah, but you're all right. I will, I'll try to keep it short. No, Matt is typing today.
All right, the second question that we have here is from Yaksha. It is for all the candidates. Will you be able to commit full time to this role 24/7 as you will be switch? All right. Well, yes. Will you be able to commit 24/7 to this position?
You want to start again, Bottle Cap Man? I mean, we can go in the same order.
Sure. I definitely am able to. So I've got a job outside of Wonderland, but it doesn't really prevent me from being on my phone. Talking to people, coordinate tasks between teams and DAOs and stuff like that. So I'm pretty comfortable to say that I can commit to this role 24/7.
Yeah, so I mean, the role was made not to be 24/7, but there could be situations where it would be beneficial, obviously, to be there 24/7, and that's also where mine and Matt's dual candidacy has a huge advantage because there would be always be someone to reach out to. But I mean, for me personally, I would be available most of the day in my time zone. And I mean, as everyone needs to sleep, right? Matt would always be there in those circumstances as well. So,
no sleeping in Wonderland, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already online all the day, so I think I will just keep doing that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely capable of being around quite a bit. I have in the personal work that I do, I spend most of my time managing teams and developing projects, just getting things started and having most people do all the other work. So I have abundant amount of free time to dedicate to this. And I also want to reiterate, just for everybody, not just for Kingmaker and myself, but also for Bam and Metal and Bottle Cap Man, that, you know, it's not a 24-hour job. So, you know, whichever direction the DAO goes in it, like I think that we're in a good position. It's just that it's beneficial that Kingmaker and I are able to handle this honestly 24 hours a day. I just want to put that out there because I don't want it to really be about a 24/7 thing, especially when we do have to be realistic that people will have to sleep and other candidates have to sleep. This is how it works.
We do love sleep.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is from Ola La Sifu. And she asks, this question is specifically for Kingmaker and Matt MacGyver. Why did the two of you apply for a position that is for one person? And is this, the second part of that question was directed for Nal. Is this a practice in DAOs, Nal? She says, is there more risk of internal info being leaked the more people are privy to sensitive info?
I'm actually really happy this point keeps getting brought up because we both recognize that this isn't like an ordinary way for operations, for a role to be taken on by two people. In the process of us discussing this over many hours, we looked into outside sources that we could glean some insights from and how better to even work together. Not just like, hey, we both agree that we can do this, but let's see where there's case history for this having happened and what worked for them. And in that process, we had found the Harvard Business Review had recently conducted a study of organizations that were run by co-CEOs. And many of them are names that you might recommend. I'll share the link in the general chat in just a minute. I want to point out, I mean, obviously, we're not trying to run for CEOs. Many of the responsibilities of a CEO are required of an OO in making sure operations are handled properly. There's a clear distinction between the two. But I think that us working together it's not totally out of the ordinary. And it adds benefits to the equation that nobody can provide alone. And where we think that we're going to share a lot of responsibilities, but there are some things that each of us would focus on. And just to touch on for this specific position being something that is such a team player, and Kingmaker and I are both very rational and we have a strong team mentality. I think this position that it requires to be such a strong team player, it shouldn't be a problem for anybody to be able to work with somebody else in this position as a team. Like, because most other departments, there's going to be somebody who focuses on what they do and they do it best, and they're going to be giving orders to people that are helping them out. But our role is to work with everybody, is to be a good team player.
Right.
So I think it brings benefits. There's less cons and more pros, even though there are cons. Obviously, it's not easy to share authority, and we have spent a lot of time talking about this, where there are certain instances where we will lay the responsibility of our final decision when we make one together on one person or the other, depending on our particular skill sets. And I think we work well together. Do you have anything to add there, Kingmaker?
Yeah. If I can add something, I mean, the amount of stuff that could potentially be leaked, in my opinion, is very limited, because what we're working to do is to make everything as transparent and viewable for the community members as possible. And when it comes to stuff that should be kept confidential, we're also taking security very seriously. And we're looking into solution. I mean, 2FA is a must for access to sections where this information should be confidential, and zero knowledge document storage as well. And it's also, again, good that there's always one of us that members can reach out to prevent a lot of copies of documents to be sent in various places or be lost in various places. So yeah, I hope that covers the question.
All right, thank you. And I will go on to the next one. For the question, part of that question that was directed to Nal, if everyone wants to look in general chat, he shared his answer there about the part about if this is something that DAOs typically do. So you can read that there if you are interested.
Yeah, and if I could also chime in there, like as Nal had mentioned, we will be winning together or losing together. This is something we had talked about, and that's that. I appreciate Nal putting that out there, but that would have been the same. That would have been the same answer we would have given as well. We're gonna win together. We're gonna lose together. We're a team, and we're confident that we can make this happen together.
The next question is from Hypermassive, but I think we covered it already. How important do you think having someone in the OO role 24/7 is, and why? We've touched on this. The next question I would read would be from Jin and Sonic, and this is another question for Matt and Kingmaker together. Can you provide more insight on how you have worked together before, the tasks each of you would take over, and how you plan on always ensuring both of you have 100% the same information on everything that happens? And then if tasks are split, how will the community be able to follow up on who does what?
Can I start off on this one, King?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So King and I, originally, I'd say the oldest experience that we have together is working back and forth on governance proposal drafts that were being drafted in Workerland and as well as Wonderland. They're somebody that I've reached out to for input for many months. And more recently, we have spent time together researching various marketing initiatives for BetSwap to take advantage of in the future. And we work really well together in that process, there's been instances where we say, okay, look, you need to look into this. I'll look into this. We'll compile our notes. We'll come together and we'll figure out what the best next step would be. And we've been able to already complete tasks in that manner. So it brought a lot of confidence to me that we'd be able to do this together when that was offered. And as far as how we would separate, like how would we do separate responsibilities, like I could, as I pointed out in the app, and I've been pretty vocal about in the community, I've spent a lot of time reviewing legal concerns and different ways to structure corporate entities around the world, the DAO proposals that are in different parliaments right now, and how to manage DAOs. So one of my immediate points of focus will be to try to narrow that down, and Kingmaker will be a great help to me as we reach out to the community through various community calls, working with the team, asking questions to make sure that all team members are covered with their concerns, and so that'll be a big team effort. But because I've already put so much work into finding a lot of this information, and I have a lot of experience in structuring corporate entities and working with the law firms for contracts and negotiations. We're going to lean on me for that a bit more, but it'll be extremely helpful. Part of the process of the DAO, of our job in the DAO, is documenting things, making sure that all the operations are recorded and that everybody has the information needed to make the best decisions. So we won't just be focusing on documenting the operations of the team and of the DAO, but also our own activities, because we're building something new here. You know, the DAO, it's an entirely new animal, and as we build structure, me and Kingmaker have talked about this quite a bit, that it's going to be part of both of our focus to work both with the group in the team and as well break out individually so that we can talk about things that are working, procedures that are being effective, and we can also discuss procedures that have not been effective, things that we don't need to keep trying, and document those, put them into what I like to call a Bible. It's no religious affiliation. It's just in the entertainment industry, we call this a Bible. When you're working on a project, you can ask any question about that project and how that project will be completed before production starts, and somebody will be able to hand you a binder that will tell you all the lore of all the characters, all the costumes that are supposed to be wearing, where these costumes came from, how many are available, the different locations you'll be filming. So everything's inside this little Bible. We don't have one of those. But it'll be part of our priorities to put that together with the team and with the community. So that's in the sense of, to answer the question of how would the community know what we do? Do you have anything to add there, Kingmaker?
Yeah, so I mean, when I first reached out to Matt, I basically made a list of things where I thought one of us would be stronger, but we then agreed on that if we're to run as duels, we have to make absolutely sure that either of us would be able to handle every single task. So we thoroughly talked through how each of us would handle each of these tasks. And yeah, it was evident to us that either of us would be able to manage this role on our own. But we feel like there's so much work to be done in Wonderland and kind of cleaning up everything, making everything more efficient, making everything more transparent, that it would just make so much more sense to have us both in it with all our capabilities and all our skills. So if I'm to handle multisig transactions, for example, and having to document them, then either way, it's not like Matt is going to run away from this task. Matt will sit down and verify that everything is written down accurately and stored securely. I definitely think it's more of a benefit than a disadvantage to have us both doing most of these tasks.
Yeah. I don't have anything to add there. I mean, it's really just it's fairly simple. Like we both have specialties. We're both going to work together all the time to be a check and balance on one another. And yeah, there are things that would be a waste for both of us to constantly do, like King had just mentioned. If we're both documenting all the transactions that go through the multisig, we're wasting time. But if one person is in the position and they're documenting all the multisig transactions, there's really no accountability on that person to make sure to verify that they did that information correctly, unless we put that extra responsibility onto another member to double check the information that operations officers document. So we have each other to continuously be a check and balance on one another.
Thank you.
I'm going to jump in and say, I think they overcomplicated a bit. you know, it's not a terribly, terribly difficult role. It's a really interpersonal communication role. Just making sure everybody's on the same page, everybody's moving forward in the right way. It's operations. It's not, I mean, I know DAO is a whole new system, and legal stuff is definitely a part of structuring the new system, but it's not a completely new type of corporate entity. It's really copycatting what the rest have already done in a decentralized manner, is how I see it. That's all I wanted to add.
Thank you, guys. For the next question, it's directed specifically to Matt. This is also from Jen and Sonic. And he asks, Matt, you recently had a long absence from the protocol and suddenly returned eager for a management role. What changed and why? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, yes. Sorry. I was muted. So back a while ago, I wasn't a while ago, actually, it was a couple months ago. I was offered a new project that I am under an NDA in, so I'm not allowed to discuss this project with anybody. But I had expected the development process of this project to take quite a while, going all the way into January Q1. I've been able to button up most of the development and setup and fundraising for this, so I don't have to personally be. I'm not really required to be too involved in this project anymore, so I was able to spend a lot more time with Wonderland. As what changed was when Tika reached out to me after they had secured the RO role and after I had spoken to them previously quite a bit on the different liability concerns. And through discussing with Tika the different issues and kind of looking out at the effectiveness of the DAO and completing some of these tasks, it made me feel that I needed to step up. I needed to stop being shy about putting my neck out there and putting my skin in the game and just go for it. Just go full blast. So I communicated with the legal department of my project that I'm working on, who had voiced to me, and I had told the team, and I may have even mentioned to the community, that the legal department had voiced to me that the DAO in its current structure, it puts the project in a fairly peculiar position if the DAO were to fail in a highly public way, and if I was publicly attached to it. So it was out of professional courtesy that I, because I didn't want, I wanted to show them that I care, and I'm taking their input to heart. So I stepped away, and I had mentioned this to the DAO. And I have already communicated with the legal department of my project that I am going to be more involved. We discussed that I'm going to put in an effort to maintain an Anon status until there's a legal entity, because not having a legal entity is one of their biggest concerns. I'm not going to say that I have their super blessing. I've got them saying to me, don't fuck up. And so it was a personal decision that I had made a while ago to step away. And things have changed. And I think the DAO has a few areas that could use improvement. And I'm, you know, extensively experienced in these specific areas to help improve things. I wanted to be more involved. That's really where things have changed. I see that we can be more effective. We are very effective, and it's hard for me. Oftentimes, I just want to touch on this, and some people probably find me really annoying for saying this all the time, but the team is great. Like, the team does a great job. The team works very hard, and you guys communicate super hard. It's just possible for people to be great and use improvement. And so that's really what has influenced me to jump in there. I see improvement is possible, and I wanna put my neck on the line, and I wanna step up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The next question is also for Matt, once again, from Jen and Sonic. He asks, you were once very open about how maxi you were on Abra and Danny. How have those feelings changed, if at all, with Went Down, how the community and team were treated by Danny and Abracadabra and its team, and any plans to deal with this situation, bribes, etc.?
I mean, this is a good question. It has merit. Obviously, I've been very vocal. I've posted Medium articles about the benefits of Danny's involvement. But I also would want to say that I think I've made it pretty clear how my stance has changed quite a bit on Danny and Abra over the time. I'm like, I still, I find it very important for me to maintain a rational mindset. So, like, I'm open to admit that I still think Danny's an intelligent human being, and I hope he's doing okay wherever he is. I don't wish ill will on anybody, but just to highlight, like, as our efforts to work with Danny, as the team tried to work with Danny, and me and Bam, like, I'm gonna give Bam a lot of credit here on this one, because we worked hard together to push Danny and to try to get Danny to see that we want to work with him, but he needs to be accountable for the shit that he does. And through that process, I was very vocal as a proponent to hold him accountable, and I worked closely with Bam to construct the formal inquiry of Danny. And then I had absolutely no problem whatsoever getting on that AMA with him to hold him accountable personally and not allow him to worm out of any of his responses with fluff. And I think that should be a sign for the DAO that I will hold absolutely anybody accountable. There is no one other than the DAO that I am committed to. And my mind may change on things over time, as far as as what I'm supportive of and what I find to be a beneficial outcome for the protocol. Because, like I had mentioned, I find it to be a necessary quality of myself to be rational and to be open to hearing new information. And as that information gets to me, I apply that information. So I'm perfectly comfortable having had one stance in the past with the information that I had. And then through experience and by gaining new information, that stance changed. And I acted on that change of stance. And I held him accountable, along with Bam and many other team members. I'm not going to leave anybody out there.
To second that, and I think it's also natural. We all, at the point, probably believed in Daniela, and yeah.
Yeah. We've all worked very hard together to make this change. And,
exactly.
And as far as the bribe situation goes, I think this is an interesting situation in another area that I may have be able to use some of my experience. Some of the same worries that and concerns that we have as a DAO in Wonderland are also concerns for Abracadabra in the legal status. And I plan to take every available avenue in the recovery process. And that means things from consequential public initiatives to make sure that the world knows the types of risks that are involved with dealing with that type of protocol, all the way to legal action. And it's important to point out that that Abra's non-corporate status does not block any legal action against them. That lack of corporate status merely lacks the protection that corporations provide members and the managers of these organizations. So just as we have issues that we need to sort out with the corporation, and I think it's an important distinction for everybody to look into today or tomorrow, but there's a term called a general partnership. And this is not a fantastic situation to be in for us. And it's one of my main goals to solve that, to give us a legal status to protect members, to protect the managers. And in the same time, in the same breath, pursuing these bribes with every avenue that is available. If that means putting legal action against their general partnership and holding every one of their members and managers accountable for the actions of their representatives, and Danny was absolutely an official representative of Abracadabra when the deal was struck. They accepted the benefits of the deal without holding their representative accountable at the time. They had plenty of time to dispute the deal before they finally disputed it after they fired Danny and decided to blame it on him. So as far as corporate law would look at that, there are so many legs to stand on for Wonderland. And as I am sure that there are Abracadabra people in this chat, it's also important for me to point out that I think there are ways for Abracadabra and Wonderland to work together in these recovery efforts. There is somebody who fucked over Wonderland and who screwed over Abra. That person, there is something there. Now, while Abra can't just divert the problem away, it is possible, if they want to put in some elbow grease with us, to pursue this situation together so that it's a mutually beneficial outcome.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, please.
I mean, we already talked to Omi, and we've been very vocal on the Discord, and Nell as well. So the next step would probably be just to talk to them and figure out the next steps before to, you know, at the end, probably legal steps. Sure, they are possible. Absolutely, like you said, but I would like to have a non-dramatic way. I think we all had enough drama. Romy said so as well. So I think there are possibilities to work this out.
100%. That's really what I want to stress.
There is enough left. So, yeah.
All right.
If I can add something to this, I mean, one of the reasons that I wanted to team up with Matt and that I respect him that much is for the exact reason, like this question, he was labeled like a Danny Maxi, but yet he had the guts to go up on stage and question Danny in front of everyone. I mean, I don't think there's a single person in the DAO right now that wouldn't be able to respect Matt for that. So I just wanted to add that part since it was relevant to the question.
All right. I'm going to circle back to this question. And I guess we've already covered, Bam, your plans for Abra. Did you have anything else while we're on this subject as far as next steps?
I think I covered that just now.
Jay Clemens asks for each of the candidates, what is the plan to address conflict of interest from other projects?
What do you mean by conflict of interest?
For those that may be involved with more than one project, I suppose.
I think that's right. Conflict, as I see it, I think there is a lot of advantage for Kingmaker and me. We are both on other projects, and I think there's a lot of advantage there more than risk, because we know the protocols we also work with or for, and it's a non-decision-making position. We can help more with our knowledge than... I'm not sure how there is a conflict that was...
Can I touch on this?
I also want to add something.
So, conflict often arises when there is a financial incentive for somebody to do anything, whether it be to make a decision or to offer a choice or to act on in a certain way. So, I fully, totally agree that it's beneficial for us to have people in different protocols that know what's going on. The issue that mostly arises with the conflict is, will there always be an objective, unbiased decision-making process involved if anybody involved in the decision-making process has any form of financial incentive on this?
Doesn't make decisions.
It's, like I said, it's not just about decision-making. It's about actions, offering choices, presenting the information before they're asked. Like,
the structure is set up for the DAO and also the council, as a community council, for example, is making the decisions. And proposals are submitted by people that are non-affiliated with anybody else and the community and anybody, really. So I'm having trouble to understand for real. It's not like Daniela was, you know, just sending funds here and there and doing this and that. That's impossible in this case for any of the roles, not only operations.
I could touch on Danny here on that one. So when a conflict of interest for Danny would be one that he exhibited was when he acted to relieve Abra of bad debt on UST. And he may not have had any personal financial dealings. He wasn't doing that for himself to make money or whatnot, but his conflict there was that he has a financial interest in Abra. So the decision to act there was based on a financial incentive that was not attached to the action he was taking at that time. So excessive transparency is required. Like, personally, I have no connections to any protocols. I will not accept any positions and any protocols or any with anybody in this space. I will not accept gifts. I will not accept financials. I will not accept token allocation, because I want to make sure that every step of the way, whether it be decisions that are made or advice that is offered or questions that are answered, it is extremely important to me that all members of the team and all members of the community know that the only interest in every single thing that I do is for Wonderland DAO. I do want to bring up that there are proposals now that have a financial incentive attached to people that is unrevealed. And this information, while it itself is not bad, the lack of transparency on this information makes it questionable and makes me concerned that these types of things would happen in the future without transparency that is beyond just how much money the DAO will make and whether there are smart contract risks.
Released, though, afterwards.
I'm sorry?
The names of the proposals are supposed to be released afterwards.
Right, but inside the proposals are regarding protocols that our team and members on this stage have a financial interest in. And that interest has not been revealed in the proposal. Is that an accurate assessment, or am I inaccurate there? Is there nobody on the team or anybody on this stage that has a financial interest in any proposals that are active that have not been mentioned inside that proposal?
I have zero.
I'll be happy to mention the information I've gotten, and I want to make a disclaimer. Like, this is nothing personal. I like the 100%. Team. I like the guys. I mean, I've met some of you in person. But what I think is problematic is that we currently have a proposal where multiple members of the team stand to get a token allocation of 1%, which at the current valuation of 30 million, which Wonderland will be paying for if the proposal goes through, would correspond to 300,000. And that's just assuming that the protocol maintains its valuation. If it's going to rise in valuation, then they're standing to gain more than 300,000. And we have paid moderators who talk about the project, encourage people to join the project. And I think that's the exact definition of conflict of interest. I agree with Bam on the fact that if we are already associated with a protocol, the protocol has already gained its investment, then it's debatable where the conflict of interest is. But I think it's really problematic to invest in projects where people would get a benefit and not making a disclaimer on that on the proposal, so it's clear, so everyone can make their own judgment on people's incentives, on their messages, how they're acting, and everything. And I think that is a huge problem. And again, it's nothing personal towards anyone. I just think it's something that's really important to be addressed.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that, definitely. Would like, in that case, because I don't know who put up the proposal, I think it was a community proposal.
The current one he's referring to, I believe, is the Interport proposal, which was proposed by our treasury operators.
Yes, and the team, if Kingmaker and I were in the OO position, and a community member submitted a proposal, I can guarantee you that it would be part of our job to reach out to every single team member before that proposal reaches the community and ask and inspect and make sure that if there is any conflict of interest or financial incentive attached to any team member, that that would be included in the TMP. The fact that this was not
in that case, was decided by whoever voted the TMP, yes. Because the information...
Whoever submits the community proposal, they do not post the TMP to the forum. A team member does. And before that team member does, that team member should verify the accuracy of that TMP and ensure that no team member has any financial incentives or conflict of interest that would need to be mentioned in the TMP to allow the community to make the most informed decision. So in the future, it's one of these areas that I feel could increase the effectiveness of our team. In the future, when community proposals are submitted, team members, somebody in the team, should be responsible for communicating with all members of the team and getting information on conflict of interest from everybody. That way, the moment the TMP is released to the community, a lot of these questions are already answered and they're presented. And nobody will ever have the inclination that, ooh, maybe they didn't include this information for this reason. Maybe they, you know what? Realistically, you probably just forgot or overlooked it. It's not, I'm not trying to call anything nefarious today.
I totally agree. It should be open and public and included in any information generally before voted, definitely.
And I mean, I'll say that if that was me and I had a position like that in the team, I would have probably already spoken publicly about it and let everyone know that I'm getting something out of this. You can base your decision on your own research, but I don't want to be the person that people go afterwards and say, oh, you tricked me into investing into this for personal gain.
We want to avoid anybody even thinking that people are tricking people, right? So we're not saying anybody is trying to. It's just this extra work and this extra effort that gets put in by the team helps make sure that nobody can come up with that question, right? Because me and Kingmaker, I'm sure everybody here today, we don't think that there was nefarious intent. It's super important for us to stress that. It's just that these procedures should be taken in the future, and I'm not sure that they will be. That's one of the reasons why I've applied.
I totally agree with everything you're saying. So you feel that the conflict of interest is something that needs to be looked after by the person who writes these TMPs or the operations officer?
I think that that's a very good discussion to have. I think the operations officer would be a good person to take on that responsibility, as they're already the key point of contact for all the team members. It's not out of the ordinary for them to spend some time reaching out to every single person on the team every day or every other day. So it would be a natural part of their job. We don't have that person today. I would have loved to have seen some of that stuff happen without an OO. But I will just circle back real quick to that Bible thing I had mentioned. This is one of those situations that would go into a Bible where if, say, you know, we don't have Alice anymore 5 years from now, we don't have Rui, we don't have none of the team members that are in here. We're all replaced by new people because we've all moved on to different projects. It's always beneficial for the protocol to have some sort of guidebook for the team to know that these are some of the things that you should do, even if you didn't come into this position with the experience to know that in advance. That's why I have a hard time faulting the team right now for missing out on some information, because we're growing. We're building a lot of the structure and we're figuring out a lot of it together.
Amen.
I mean, I want to add that nobody was ever hiding information. We just didn't explicitly state it, because the same could be said for other projects that we are involved in.
Right. Yeah. Super. Definitely have to stress that this is the point of bringing this up is not to give the intention, the indication that anybody's trying to be nefarious or bad. It's just that we've missed things that
we missed a lot of things.
Yeah.
We've been learning as well.
That's why we need you guys to be our OOs. We need this person looking after and making sure these things don't get missed.
It's an important job.
Deal asks a question from General Chat on this subject. He asks, how do we explain all conflicts of interest when someone can invest in the pre-sale at any time, including after the TMP is written?
I could touch on this, unless anybody else wants to first.
Sure, go ahead.
So as conflict of interest arise, I mean, most of this is already described in things like the Investment Advisors Act in the United States, or through various laws. The United States has a lot of laws, so I spent a lot of time looking through them, and they have language to describe how corporations and investment companies would have to act in these situations. One point that's important to make is that it's a violation. Like the IAA and the Securities and Exchange Commission doesn't tell investment advisors exactly what documents they need to keep track of. They tell investment advisors that if any situation arises in the future where it is discovered that a client of yours could have received information that may have changed their mind, and you had access to this information, whether you accidentally didn't share it or not, if this information exists, and there's even a possibility that it may have changed the client's mind, then that investment advisor is in trouble for having not disclosed this information. Conflicts of interest arise dynamically. They happen over time. I specifically mentioned that I will not take any positions with any protocols throughout the extent of my position. And that is to guarantee that these types of conflicts can't arise. But I'm in a unique position this is a very big passion project for me. So I'm not concerned with needing to gain any extra equity in anything. But I'm not going to say that that's a requirement of every team member. There should be team members that have their arms stretched out and they're in the industry and they're making money. I want everybody to make good money. But as conflicts arise, they have to be disclosed. So it's understandable that somebody can make an investment in a seed round while a TMP is in place. So you couldn't have mentioned it during. But the moment that person makes a seed round investment, that information has to then be added to the TMP in some way to provide that information to the shareholders. After the investment is made, I think it could be variable on, I could give an example. If we were to invest in Wombex, if somebody were to, on the team, were to not be invested in Wombex and they thought it was a great strategy and they're going to copy the Wonderland after we do it, and they get involved in Wombex, they don't have to come back and explain to the DAO that they are now involved in Wombex unless that strategy starts to get changed internally or a new TMP is submitted to change the strategy. So if say, Deal gets a Wombex position and he's a TO, so now that's a difficult position to manage objectively, the Wombex position and his at the same time, because they are in some way financially attached due to how deep you are in the pool and so your percentage of the rewards. So it would be ethical for, if Deal got a Wombex position after us, to hand the responsibilities of managing that position to Ferengi. And unless he discloses his position with the DAO, as soon as he's disclosed his position with the DAO, conflict is no longer there. I mean, it's questionable. You can still question that person, but the fact that they are revealing this conflict, they have opened the door to questions themselves. So then that person is doing the best they can, and that's all we can ask for. If a conflict of interest is disclosed and the community doesn't press them, that's not the team's fault. It's only a problem if the team doesn't disclose conflicts of interest and then a question comes up. That's when it becomes a problem.
Right.
It's variable. It changes.
And I agree with most of the stuff that Matt says. I believe that it's the individual responsibility.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, sorry.
My bad. You're good. In regards to conflict of In regards to conflict of interest as well, it's important to disclose the information, I want to say differently, between the DAO and the team. I think that's a really important point to make as well, because the team has access to more exclusive information as opposed to the DAO. I think both need to be on the same page, so that is really important. But in terms of how the reporting is done, I think it's important to do it diligently in both regards, but to do it separately.
Yeah, I would agree with
that's
that.
That's all I'm going to add.
I believe it's the individual responsibility of every single employee of Wonderland to, I mean, a person knows when they're doing these trades before something is announced. But again, as Matt pointed out, once the TMP is out, if you take part of some pre-sale, that should be fair game, but you should announce it in one way or another. So there is absolutely no doubt that you went into that trade before anyone else could know. Because otherwise, you're sitting there and having a huge advantage over everyone, because you know this TMP is going to be posted, and as soon as it's going to be posted, there's going to be some money to be made.
Indeed. So. We have to be overly ethical, all team members. And it's the OO's job to try to do our best to enforce that and to pry in case anybody forgets. Like, oh, I forgot that I do have this position. Okay, that's fine. That's why I came to you and asked. You know, that's people forget stuff. It's nice to have somebody there to keep them on the ball.
Agreed. With that, I will let everybody know that I am helping at Interport as a community manager. They're helping. I help set up their Discord, and I'm managing that over there. And they did set up a stream for their community team of 1%. So it's about 0.2%. For each of the members on that team, streaming over 2 years.
At a current valuation, that's $300,000 for the team, correct?
Right, not for each member, but for the team five as a whole.
So 60K.
Right, streaming over 2 years, and I think, yeah.
That's $30,000 over the next 2 years?
No, 60,000.
Yeah, 30,000 a year over the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, correct? Yeah.
Right, at the current valuation, yes.
And our goal, if we were to invest in them, and their goal, obviously, to want our investment, is to raise their valuation, correct?
I assume that would be anyone's goal.
Right. So this is where, that's really where one of these problems for us come in, because, like, that I think that that's relevant information for the DAO to have.
Absolutely. And I think we all agree on that, and I think whoever submits these TMPs in the future will remember this and do better next time. We're all improving.
You guys are getting better every day.
All right, I'm going to go ahead to the next question for everybody. This one is from Nal, and he asks, what is the first thing each candidate will address or work on if appointed?
I can go first here, if you'll allow me to. So, as I said, one of our goals is to improve feedback, make everything transparent, and work on all these conflict of interest issues. So for me, an important goal is to, which now also ask about later from our application, is to create an anonymous tunnel where people can voice their concerns, provide feedback, and this counts for both people inside and outside the team, where they'll have the option to make a way for us to contact them so we can talk about it. But if they prefer to remain anonymous, they'll always have this platform. We're thinking about Google Forms, where they can provide all sort of concerns, because I've received messages, DMs from people concerned about everything going on and concerned about Sifu having too much power and stuff like that. And I actually want to address that. I mean, both me and Matt, obviously, we respect Sifu. He's helped Wonderland a lot, and it's obviously really nice, but I can sense that there's a lot of tension at the moment and polarization forming, where it kind of ends up like either you're for or you're against, and then that's basically how FUD comes into the Discord. It's every time you see negative comments about Sifu and everything, then, and it doesn't even have to be negative. If you're voicing any concern about anything Sifu has done or whatever, then people are quick to shut them down. And I think some of shutting some of these people down are justifiable based on their comments, but I think some of the concerns some of them are raising are reasonable and should be listened to. So yeah, I think I've spoken for about 1 minute now, and I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I could add there as well. So one of the I've mentioned in the app, and I've talked a lot about it here today, so I'm not going to waste too much time again. The legal concerns are obviously a very big important task for me, and it's going to be one of my first areas of attack, along with a lot of other responsibilities. I plan to dedicate a lot of my time to it. And we need to really narrow the scope of the work that we want firms to do, because everybody knows firms are very expensive. So Kingmaker and I will work with the team, with the team and with the community to do this. But it'll be one of my main focuses. And I also mentioned before how important it is for us to build procedures within the team that work really well for each team member. You know, it's not our job as OOs to be a boss. It's to facilitate people being able to do their jobs most effectively. So that'll be another area that I tackle and Kingmaker tackles as well, because having two heads and we can be in two places at once, working with multiple team members at the same time, to figure out what they need, what we can build for them, what we can do for them, and start putting together roadmaps, action plans that can foresee stalls in the future. So we get to phase one of this action plan, we've completed this, but we didn't do this. And in order to get to phase three, we're going to need to have that. So you just go ahead and focus on phase two. Me and Kingmaker will focus on the rest of phase one. That's just these couple little things that we need to get done, or we bring in outsourced material. Those are our main focuses. There's a lot of responsibilities, and I do. You made a comment, Black Bottle Cap Man, earlier about it not being there's not a lot of work. I respectfully disagree. Where I would say that, yeah, obviously there's not a huge amount of work, but being that this position is specifically there to help everybody else, I think there will always be work to get done. There will always be something that can be developed, a document that can be reviewed, a strategy that can use more research, a governance process that can use help. There's always something to do. And we won't spend a huge amount of time in Discord chatting. That's our moderators do that job, and they should be focused on that. And we'll just supply as much help as we can in that way. But there's going to be a ton to do. There is quite a bit.
I agree with that. I didn't mean to say that there isn't a lot to do. I mean, there's obviously a lot of detailing work to outline and make sure everybody has the right information. But you got to realize too how involved the DAO needs to be as opposed to the team. It's a team ran project, but it's a DAO based project as well. So, 100%. You know what I mean? To every extent that the team is involved, the DAO does need to be involved as well to that same extent, with regards to privileged information and whatnot.
Right. I mean, that can double the workload of the OO, because the OO needs to be working and making sure the team has all the effective all the information they need to be effective. But then also the OO has to spend an adequate amount of time with the community to get them involved too. So as an OO helps, say now, with governance research, there's going to be people in the community that have their own strategies that they're trying to get developed, and they want help from the team. Or there's communications officer initiatives that could use help from the operations officer working side by side with the communications officer to gather material from the community.
Definitely. That's all cool. Right. Bottle Cap Man or Bam Chica, do either of you want to answer Jay Clemens' question?
I'll let Bam Chica speak if she would like to.
Yeah, legal obviously is the most pressing thing. And apart from that, I noticed a lot of internal communication issues when for the moderators that are not really privy to channels, so the information flow and the structure flow internally and also as well externally, the transparency to the DAO. Not gonna fluff it out.
Sounds good. Bottle cap man?
So his question was regards to conflict of interest. Was it a new question? I'm sorry.
This question was, what's the first thing each candidate will address or work on if appointed?
Oh, so what I would work on is I would establish a DAO to team communication stream. Something like, so I joined Joe Pegg's Discord recently, and they actually have a forum within their Discord. I would try to set up something like that within the Discord, so the DAO had more access to ways of communicating and kind of making things happen. Kind of what we did with the community proposal thing, but kind of taking that a step further.
Okay.
All right. We thought about doing the Discord thing, but there are some major flaws with it, but I'm happy to discuss it outside here in any case. I'm not going to waste any more time.
Yeah, I'll also say I saw that that forum in the Discord thing. I think that's a great idea, Bottle Cap Man. That was really cool. Just gotta figure out how
to. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. The next question I'll ask is also from Nalex, who says, improving transparency being a key component of the position and an even bigger one in the crypto industry in general, but even more with the recent FTX situation. Where do you think Wonderland currently does a good job in that regard, and where does it need to improve?
I think it does a great job in regards to having the way the governance channel is set up. I feel like now set this question up. The way the governance is set up is fantastic. I think that's establishing us as a DAO in a very, very comfortable way. The fact that we already had a really good baseline with over $100 million. Is kind of a niche setting for us as well. Where do I think we can improve? In regards to regulations, I think the legal aspect is kind of where we need improvement. I would probably argue with a lot of people that people think we need more lawyer soup than what is necessary. I don't think unless they're... So laws typically come from... This is where lawyers have a heyday. Laws typically come from conflict, like Roe v. Wade. If there's a conflict in interest, that's where the laws typically come from. So I feel like most legal aspects that come within the space are lawyers trying to push for a conflict in order to establish something to make them money. So I think we could improve by becoming our own legal entity to kind of an extent, more so than what we're doing right now. I think we're relying on third parties to kind of tell us what to do and where to go in terms of how we should handle ourselves legally. But I think we could do that better ourselves in the long run.
Thank you. Who wants to go next?
Do either of you guys want to take that?
I think I'm letting Bam go first. I feel like we've talked so much, so... Give the others some time to.
Yeah, I mean, we are doing a pretty good job of having information available when asked, but not so much of displaying it automatically. Just like with the conflict of interest point just now, for example, we are not transparent enough, obviously. So that's for me the biggest point. Trying to find ways to actively include the community, give every possible information in any form, be it a TMP, be it in chat, be it with the dashboard, for example, that would really help probably for any investor. Make everything clearer, pre-post the eventually maybe on Discord, even a TMP to get some opinions and questions in before we go to the very, very short voting process that we have now. Regular AMAs, you know, with TOs, FOs, with whatever position. Communication is the key.
Yeah. I can also say a bit. I mean, I think the team members have done an excellent job so far. I mean, we have Ruyan, who made the Kyber swap agreement with the LP. We have Catalyst in the technical department working on a lot of stuff. Alice, you're doing a great job as well, communicating everything out, making sure the community is up to date on Twitter and everything. And yeah, and Nal as well on the forum, making really nice posts, helping people out when they want to make a proposal. But again, like Matt mentioned earlier, what needs to be worked on is the transparency and the ability for the members to follow through, like, see, maybe someone is wondering how far Catalyst is with the dashboard, with the dashboard work, or they're wondering, I mean, what are team members working on in general, right? So all of this stuff is something that needs to be improved on, but I'm confident that no matter what, the team is heading in the right direction. I mean, we've seen, ever since Daniel left, we've seen a lot of stuff being discussed, a lot of stuff being proposed and voted through. So yeah, that's what I have to say for this one.
Thank you. Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I try to talk you guys up a lot, man. You guys are the team. It does a really good job. I'm a big proponent of the team. I wouldn't have stuck around for a year if I didn't think that Wonderland has some amazing potential. And I have seen you all work extremely hard. There are different areas from procedure that facilitates better transparency. Just a lot of things for me fall on sort of building. And I think procedure is a word that can be have a negative connotation because it sounds so corporate and so paper pushy. But procedure can be anything from, okay, when every single time somebody does X, I reach out and call. Why? And I ask these types of questions. And it is, that type of procedure can help facilitate us getting to the information that we need to then be able to compile it, to then be able to get it to the CO, to then be able to be transparent to the DAO. So I think one of the main areas that the DAO could grow is in building in-house procedures to handle things. You all have done a really great job, and I don't want to be offensive by using this term, but we've done a lot of fly by the seat of our pants work, where we kind of see a problem that's presented to us, and we just try to hammer away at that problem. As we have built structure and we're becoming stronger and we have more time to talk amongst each other, I think it's a good time for us now to start not just trying to solve problems, but to try to talk to one another in the team and in the community about what has worked, what didn't work, and the procedures that we want to start attaching ourselves to, because that has produced positive results in the past. And not waste any time trying to repeat mistakes or try the same procedure that has caused us problems in the past. That just getting better.
Right.
And I also just want to touch... no, never mind. No, I'm good. We already talked about this security situation. There's so many ways to increase security in the DAO.
Definitely. All right. What other questions do we have here? Okay. This is another question for everyone. One of the responsibilities is to provide easy-to-use materials for the communications department so that the communications team and moderators remain informed at all times. Can you tell us what Wonderland currently lacks the most in this regard and what you will do to fix it? Tell me how you're going to help me.
I'd love to jump in here because this thing excites me. I'm sure a lot of you guys know. I spent a lot of time in the entertainment industry, in marketing, and in communications. I think I'm going to enjoy a lot of the time I spend working with Alice. To specifically nail on how are we going to provide easy to use material? Like I am experienced in creating visual roadmaps, video explainers. I'm excited to be able to do that with Alice and helping out in AMAs. It won't be my job to create marketing material. I don't want to give the impression that I'm going to try to tell you, Alice, like what to do or how to do it or anything like that. I will be available to you to generate whatever you need As we build out a team, whether it be not, I don't say a team of like salaried people, but a team of creative, passionate community members who are able to join in on this adventure with us and help build creative outreach material alongside us. Part of my part of the section in the application is that I think it's going to be important as the communications officer puts out initiatives to bring in the community that the operations officer works closely with you to help develop the same type of action plans that we would use for internal tasks, but make them for the community so that community members that are getting involved have the same sort of treatment and the assistance that the team gets from the OO. They'll get that from the OO too. And I think that you would, in your position, in the communications officer position, would be able to benefit from that. And I will touch, I'd also like to touch real quick on an area that I've been pretty vocal about and over the last couple days, but I think that we can do a bit better. And the team works very hard in communication, and both in Discord and beyond. But I think that there are some best practices that the team could start to take on when communicating with people in the way that they are communicated to. Sometimes some people can ask questions or make statements that are either or non-factual or just derogatory or funny. And I think that it's in the best interest of the protocol for everybody who has that sort of responsibility to communicate, to put their, to always extend a good image for the DAO and make sure that they respond and communicate with all members, no matter how stupid a member may act towards you. It's still our responsibility to hold up our heads and provide the best service. So I think that the team could work a bit better in that way. And I think that coming together to talk about some of the best practices and the procedures that we might take when people present these certain types of questions or FUD will make it easier for our mods to have material to respond to these people with. Because I know it gets very annoying. I know how frustrating it can be. And so by making sure that we work hard for the mods, we can make the mods' jobs easier in dealing with people that make their lives stressful, while also maintaining a good appearance for the DAO with how people are communicated to.
What I would do is I would get together with Nala and Catalyst probably, and I would like to make a new kind of website for operations specifically. One for the DAO, one for the team, and maybe one that kind of puts both together, or maybe one that's encompasses all those three things at the same time, depending on login credentials and everything like that. But I think having another source of information would go a long way.
Okay.
I mean, I think I already covered that in my application, saying that I would make a Trello specifically for the moderation team, where everything that they need to know, everything that has to be for sure information that has to go to the community will be listed. So they have always access to everything we need. A lot of what Matt said definitely goes in there with helping outcomes in any way possible. So, yeah. Matt outspeaks everybody.
I know, right? He says everything we all need to say.
I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. You cover everything. It's cool. I just agree. <need some stuff. laughs> Yeah, specifically, I would make a Trello because I've seen and experienced the lack of information when you're there as a moderator and you're, yeah, I should be able to answer that question, but you just lack the information and you don't know where to get it. You have to ping the person and wait for the person to respond. So that's something that's definitely needs improvement, a lot of improvement.
Anything from you, Kingmaker? Or did you already go? I'm getting lost now. You already answered, didn't you?
Oh, I was making, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's already covered.
Okay. Then we will go on to this question from Nal X for Bottle Cap Man. In your application, you said, as far as workflow goes, I intend to create a system that allows all of the team to stay organized with their affairs and to make sure the community has access to the information they desire at will. Can you go a bit more in details about how you plan to achieve that?
Yes. So kind of like following up on what I said previously, designing a system, really a website with data science and Python. It's what I'm learning currently. I would love to put that in use here. But kind of an organizational system that would allow everybody to see all of the topics at hand, kind of like what you did with governance and how you subtitled all the different channels for TMPs and TAPs and all the different officer roles and stuff like that. I would like to do that with operations as well. I don't know exactly how I would do it or exactly the format would be, but that's something I would definitely get started on if I were elected. I don't know. Now, do you want me to follow up on anything more specific? I'm not turning my keyboard. I can't see if he's talking or not. Hermiger.
All right.
I was going to say that's pretty much all I got.
All right. I have another question for Bamchika from Nal. He asks, your application mentions that you already do a lot of what the position entails. From an insider's perspective, what would you say is Wonderland / the team's biggest challenges, and how do you plan to address it in a way you haven't already?
Well, I'm doing a lot of operations things for myself, not so much for the team so far. So I would definitely start, as I mentioned also in the application, to have Trello and more direct contact, organizing the structure. I think the biggest challenge or challenges, I mean, there are a lot. There is legal that we covered. There is centralization risk that was touched upon. The participation is a real, real big issue. The transparency we touched upon. Reputation would be something I would add, because I think outside of our little Discord, as we see on Twitter a lot, our web is quite damaged, and that's something we should definitely build up on.
Okay. And then follow-up question to the rest. How would you address the challenges identified by BAM?
I mean, I would go, I agree. I think a lot of the things that she touched on, we've talked about today. And we're, you know, 2.5 hours in, so it's difficult to try to rehash, especially nobody wants me to. But I do want to touch on something that she had mentioned that I don't think any of us had talked about, was that reputation thing. It comes along with working with the communications officer, but that is that's an important thing that everybody really needs to be focused on the team. And I appreciate that she brought that up. So I definitely think that that's an important thing that we need improvement on. And working strongly with the communications department is going to help make that much better. Figuring out initiatives to slam Twitter and Reddit and all those things. Creating material, like video material, will go a huge long way. And I have a lot of experience in doing that, so I definitely want to make sure I help in that way.
That's what I was going to say, too. I'd work closely with you, Alice, in the communications department. Get our Twitter kind of up and running in a really positive way. Maybe get an Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. Maybe put together an advertising department or a marketing department on top of the communications officer role, and kind of staffing that out, kind of a rebuilding exercise.
I'm sorry. I think a lot of things could be covered also with community incentives, like community challenges to create, I don't know, NFTs or videos, or we have so much talent in the community. They can, you know, create videos, create they are creating so much to incentivize that and to keep participation, you know, encourage participation and bring yourself in and reach out and come to us. And that's something really, really important that will also help. I think I'm cutting out, am I?
No, I hear you fine.
You sound wonderful. I love hearing your voice.
You sound beautiful, Bam.
You know, to just, reach out and reach all our beautiful DAO and make us special. That's probably the goal for everybody.
All right.
Talent, we have so much here.
All right, going back up to a previous question. This is from Garrett for Kingmaker. He asks for you to clarify what you're doing at BSGG and how that protocol will work without you if you're stepping back from that role. He says, well, I don't think this is necessary. I would also like to understand the reasoning to step back from his protocol and pursue this role instead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just want to make it clear that I don't intend on stepping back. There was, I mean, I made it pretty clear in the chat, but I could understand how, if you only read one of the messages, that it could be understood. But I basically have a full-time occupation in real life, which does not include BSGG, which I will be quitting if me and Matt are to be voted in. So I hope that clears up that question.
Yes, thank you. All right, what other questions have I missed? Okay, here's one from Jen and Sonic for Kingmaker and Matt. You also mention about holding AMAs when that's the comms officer job. You talk about moderation, but that's the mod team's prevalence. Can you clear that up? There's a few things in your application mentioned which isn't for that role, so I am confused as to why you will be doing it.
You want to go ahead, Matt? I'll add after.
I think that this is an interesting question. I'm just gonna go out and say that because you know, especially to be framed towards Matt and I, towards Kingmaker and I, like, it's the job descriptions of this role are to assist in the communications officer with the AMAs, to work with the moderators. You know, it's our job. So I actually appreciate that Jin highlighted these aspects of our app, that we touched on these, that we're going to do those things. It does raise some concerns that this question would have been framed in this way. And I think it's also one of the reasons why I felt it was important for me to put my hat in the race. A team needs to be able to work together, and the team needs to, especially with the DAO. The DAO, all team members of the DAO need to have the DAO's interest at the forefront of their mind. So if that means that the future prospects aren't exactly what you might want them to be as a team member, you need to be able to step back and try to take that unbiasedly. And I feel that there are relationships that have encroached on the objectivity of the team. And this question, being specifically directed towards Kingmaker and I, kind of highlights that a little bit. We've talked about how we're going to tackle this approach. You know, we have similar styles. We know our team is really talented, so we're not trying to say, I think I've touched on this before, we're not trying to be a boss. We're not trying to tell different team members how to do AMAs or how moderators how to do their job. We're facilitators. We help every team member get their job done. And that will include helping the financial officer, helping the treasury officers, helping the communications officer. We're gonna work diligently to make sure that everybody has the material that they need. And for me personally, with a lot of experience in the entertainment industry, from everything from graphic design to CGI, rotoscoping, editing, color correction, these skills that I have spent 25 years developing, I would find it irresponsible of me not to offer to Alice in the communications role to help her develop material that she needs to get her job done. That's my job. So yes, I will take part in AMAs as Kingmaker would. Yes, I will definitely want to be involved with moderators, and I will be involved in the community on Discord and Reddit and Twitter as much as humanly possible while being able to perform adequately our duties. And I don't find that that is in conflict with the responsibilities of the role. I think that the community should think about ways that we can improve effectiveness and have a more objective team. That would be how I would answer that question.
And so to add to that, I mean, basically, as said in the description, right, as Matt also mentioned, is that we are there 24/7 to provide support, right? So if the only way to communicate with the community members and is to go through the mods first, then that basically adds another layer of people we have to go through. But if we have the time available on hand, then I don't see a problem with us engaging directly with the community and telling them what's going on or addressing questions and stuff like that. There's no need for that extra layer when we have the time. And I mean, again, the mods are doing a great job. We appreciate their effort, and they're there when we're busy with something else, right? So it shouldn't be seen as us taking on the moderation job 24/7. It should merely be seen as us supporting them, as the job description also implies.
I think that Jin probably asked this question because you are the only ones that specifically mentioned AMAs and moderation, while it's not in the job description per se. So it just says, you know, provide assistance or support to all departments. So I think that's why. I don't think he had ill intent with that question. I want to clarify that. Because I've known him now since a year, and I think that came on very, very different than he meant.
Yeah, no worries. I hold no grudge. It's fair. And if he felt like that the question was important, then he was in full right to ask that. But yeah, it's all good.
I have one last question in the AMA channel that I think we have not yet covered from Nal X, and this is another Kingmaker Matt combo question. Your application mentioned building a system to allow DAO members to reach out anonymously. Why do you think this is important, and can you provide more details around how you envision that system?
I think I already covered that, but basically the important aspect is that, first of all, we want to prevent any sort of miscommunication or confusions in the chat, and we also want to protect those that are scared to speak up about stuff because they're scared of either getting bad relations with people or feel like they're backstabbing someone. But basically, if there's important information or if there's the need for clarity for someone, they should have the option to contact us anonymously, and then we can take it to the relevant department, deal with it there, get like some sort of information on the situation. And if they wish to do so, they are more than welcome to provide their contact information in the form, so we can jump on a call or have a little conversation, maybe clear things up, reach out to the department, get the information, and then just clarify everything. So everything is transparent, so everyone has the opportunity to be informed, and there's no conspiracy theories forming or any FUD being spread in the channel, right? So yeah. I think that covers that.
Yeah, I just want to add, really, I mean, mostly to emphasize, especially that last part there. You know, it's anybody who has an issue or a complaint or a criticism. I mean, your direct way to do it is to put it on the Discord, yell it on Twitter, or throw it on Reddit. And While it's very useful for us to have all of these avenues to be able to collect this information and criticisms, it can be pretty beneficial for the DAO to have another area where serious inquiries and serious concerns can be voiced without without igniting any other further flames. So certain situations somebody might find it, and we would hope that many people would find it useful to go through that sort of a system and allow us to have a meaningful, substantive conversation with them outside of any public image. So they don't have to worry about maintaining their the looking smart, because that can be an issue between two people having a disagreement in a public channel. It's hard for them to step back and allow themselves to look dumb. But in a private situation, it's easier for people to recognize that they're lacking certain information, and that they're not going to have any retaliation from other people that may have saw them voice this opinion. I think it's an important aspect, and whoever ends up in the position, I think that it would be beneficial for the DAO to have something like this.
Yeah, I just added some ideas in chat. I think that's a very good idea. I mean, DMs are always open. You can always DM anybody from the team, or anybody from the team. But I don't know, maybe a support ticket on the website or something like that would also be good. In addition.
Well, I think that concludes all the questions that we had submitted.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What about the Harry Potter and the beanbag?
Okay. Go for it.
I like Harry Potter. Okay. I consider myself a Gryffindor. And I have a beanbag chair that poops all over my office.
Oh.
I also don't like amphetamines. Unless I have somebody who's maybe in extreme pain in surgery, and then that's obviously necessary.
I prefer amphetamines, and I like Lord of the Rings, and I'm with the Ents.
Very nice.
I actually respect amphetamines when they're used the proper way with a prescription and to treat certain mental illnesses. I know a lot of people who benefit well from them, but it's obviously not the street form of that drug. But yeah. Just wanted to point that out.
I'm extremely ADD, so yeah, I agree with that as well.
If used properly.
I'm helping in general chat. I did not know that.
Just like morphine, yeah.
For dealing officer, okay now, okay.
I'm sorry, Kingmaker. I mean, it's hard for me to make this decision with you if I don't hear about your beanbag and Harry Potter opinion.
Well, who doesn't love Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter. I love, I can't even count on my hands how many times I've watched all the movies. So you have that.
Books.
I love you guys. You're all so awesome. This is an amazing team.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come and answer all of these questions and let everyone in the community get to know you all.
I hope no one comes up on stage now.
I'm sorry you guys had to go out this way, but it's obviously a fact I'm going to win this race at this point. So I just wanted to thank you guys for coming along and, you know, being a part of the journey.
Yeah, it's got to support you, man.
It's a pleasure.
All right, until next time, we will talk to you all soon. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye. You too, Alice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.